insider trading is up, the legal kind it looks like. That raises the question, what do they know, the insiders, that we don't? Time now for our regular segment on business and finance, and we go to the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles and Tess Vigeland. Tess, what exactly is legal insider trading and how much of it is going on?
Well, insider trades, insider selling is basically senior managers who have stock in their own companies, of course, and they're selling those stocks. They report all those sales to the SEC. It's really very common. Sometimes it's company founders who are selling off periodically, like Bill Gates at Microsoft or the Walton family over at Walmart. Sometimes it's just somebody raising some cash for whatever reason. And of course, insider trading, the illegal kind, is when those insiders share information with just select investors. And they don't tell anybody. And there has been a lot of selling, Alex. In fact, corporate insiders are selling their own company shares at a higher rate than at any other time in the past year. Thomson Financial says the ratio is about 32 to 1. That is, for every share executives bought, they sold 32. And that's a pretty big discrepancy.
Yeah, well, why now?
Well, that's the question I asked Mark Zandi this morning, and he's the chief economist at economy.com. He pointed out that the vast majority of these insider stock sales are coming from the tech sector. And opposite what you'd think, the selling could actually be a sign that there's some good news in that sector. High-tech executives have seen a bounce in their stock prices in recent months from what were real lows. And, you know, the NASDAQ is up more than 23% since the beginning of the year. So basically, these CEOs and CFOs are taking advantage of those prices and locking in their gains by selling stock. They may even think their own stock prices are overvalued and therefore are bound to ease back at some point, so it's a good time to sell.
If all these corporate chieftains are doing this insider selling, what does that mean in terms of their confidence in their own companies or even the economy at large?
Well, of course, everybody would always rather see insider buying than selling. It's generally a strong indicator that managers think their companies are going to do well. But the reverse isn't always the case. But there is some concern on Wall Street about the selling spate and whether it signals that the upper echelons of corporate America aren't quite comfortable yet with this jobless economic recovery. And we'll just kind of have to wait to see if businesses start investing more.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thank you, Tess.
Good enough. All right. Talk to you tomorrow.